Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Mem Dalet Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud. About to look at Mishnah Vav of this, the seventh parak. Makish Bekar Sulav Uvar Kuvotav. If his knees knock together, or his ankles knock together, or his knees knock together, and he's either pigeon-toed or bow-legged, Uval HaPikim V'Ha'ikel, we'll find out what that is. He's V'Ha'ikel Kol Shum Makif Par Sultav. He puts his feet together, V'Einar Kuvotav Nokshot Zulazon, but his knees don't touch. So he's bow-legged. And Pika, which many Rishonim believe is the interpretation of Bala Pikim, Yotzen Migudlo, which means he has some flesh coming out from his toe, from the thumb of his toe, meaning his big toe. Akevo Yotzen L'Acharav, or if his heel comes out behind him, we'll see what that means. Shtavachavot Keshalavaz, or if his feet are as wide as a goose, as a goose's feet. Etzvotav Rukavot Zuazu, or if his fingers are stacked one on top of another, or klutot, or webbed. Lamala Araperek, if it's all the way to the joint, the second knuckle, then kasher. Lamata in a perek, if it's lower than that, v'chatachan, you cut it, then kasher. Haitam bat by yiteret v'chatcha, if he had an extra digit and cut it, imyesh by etzem pasul, if there was a bone there, then it's pasul. V'mlav kasher. Yater biyadav raglav shesh v'shesh asrim v'arba, we'll see where that comes from. If he has an extra digit, which it may, gives him six on each hand and foot, and therefore 24, we'll see why. If somebody's ambidextrous, Revi Posel, v'chachamim machshirim. We'll see what the basis of that machloket is. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Shever Regel. We're going to see the same thing we've seen through this parak and through the previous parak, that the Torah lists a particular move and then uses a word like O to extend it. So when the Torah talks about the feet, it says Shever Regel. Eli ela shever regel. All I know is a broken foot. Minayim rabot hakishan haikel vakilban, which we're going to see are the same as the ones we mentioned in the Mishnah, with different names. Tama lomar o shever regel. So tana bal hakipikin vashufaner. No chiyah barav miyochan bal hapikin sheishlok satot habrei. Bal hapikin, which you saw in the Mishnah, makes on a different meaning. It looks like he has a lot of calves, meaning the way that his muscles and his calf, his shin meat looks. Shufaner shen looks satur kol ikar. That looks like he has no calf at all. Pikar yotzei gadol rakiyor yotzei lachav. What does that mean? Amar valas shakur yotzei v'amtsar glow, which means normally your foot, your heel is only a little bit of the back of the foot, meaning the most of the foot is in front of the leg. Here the leg is right in the middle. Tavu chavoch kishala vazma papa lotema, the trifa velostika. Don't think that it has to be thin and not cut. Ela akema the trifa velostika. If it's very, very thin, like a goose's foot, even though it's cut for separate toes, it's still pasul. So tavu chavoch zu oklutot. Tavanan shever yad. It's the same thing. Ainli el shever yad. That's a broken hand. That's both mukavot. You said that if we cut it, it's kasher. So ela velo chatachan, meaning if the finger, if the hand is webbed, then you don't cut it. How do I know? Oh, shever yad. Good. So you have an extra digit. It has to be on the hand, counted with the other digits, meaning in a row. Tanu Rabbanan, meaning when it was there. Yitera shesh ba'etzem ve'in ba'tziporen. Watch this. You have an extra digit that has a bone, but no fingernail. When it's cut off, metame b'mago v'masa, like Eivor min ha'meit, but metame ba'orel, also to what orel, full Eivor min ha'meit. V'ol minyan kuf chafei, it counts towards the 125 limbs, which will be a majority of your limbs, and we'll see why we need that in a few minutes. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. In order for it to count, it has to be counted on the hand. Now, Amar Chista, the Rav Rabino Gadol Amaro, Hamakom Yehiye Be'ezro. So Rav Chista says that the following ruling was made by Rav, and he's saying, you know, he needs support. Rav Chista's Rav, of course, was Rav. Unlike what we saw in the Braita, he says that if you have this extra digit that had a bone but does not have any fingernail, when it's cut off, it only has tumat magan masa, but not ohel. And he said that's talking about when it's not on the hand, meaning that it's not in a row with the other fingers. Yochanan, so Yochanan explains, asu divrei kedivrei neviut. He says, this is divrei neviut, this is just out of nowhere. Manavshach, e-aver, who, if it's really an aver, but all namim etatatamit, should have a full tumah, including tumat oel. V'ilav aver, if not, then magum asanam elotamit shouldn't be metami at all. Rav Huna bar Manoach, mishmeidu av achab, reidu avika, answer one, it's mishum etzim kisora naguba. Because I said, think about it. This may not be an aver, but it still is a bone. And the shear of a bone is a small shear of bone, human bone that's metame, that's dead, is metame kisora. But there is no tumat oel for that. So Papa Mari has a different take. Gzeira shein esperat, atu esperat. They made a gzeira to cover a case where the finger is not counted with it, as a precaution against where the finger really is part of it, where it has full tumat. So yachi shein esperat, oel nam metame, tatame, so it should have tumat oel. We've seen this already, that the Rabbanan did not want to have their Tuma be exactly like Tuma Doraita, so that you would not burn Truma Vakodshin that had contact with their Tuma. So they made it a little less. By cutting out Oel, they made a distinction. Tanana Tam, we have a Mishnah in Oel, Rov Binyan over Rov Minyano Shomeit. If you have Rov Binyan, a majority of the skeletal structure, or Rov Minyano, which is the majority of the limbs, of a mate, avishen barova, even if there isn't a rova of flesh, tmein. So Tana Rabbanan, ezu rov binyano. What's rov binyano? Shnei shokayim, the yarech echad, two calves and one thigh. Horov rov gavol gadol, because that would make most of the height of an adult. Ezu rov minyano, kuf chafei, 125 limbs. And that's what we mentioned earlier. Now I'm going to have into the rova. Tana minyana tel shmurin, what, 125, and nobody can count 248 divided by 2 plus 1, so 125 is the majority of 248. So kavashna kedetanya, it's there to tell you the following. Chaser she'in bo ela matayim. Let's say you have somebody who's missing a bunch of limbs and only has 200. V'yatesh she'in bo matayim v'shmurim, or somebody has like 204.80. It's got extra digits. V'achad kulam olim l'minyan chuf hafei. All of them still have 125 as the majority. Zil bat arubin inshi, because we follow majority of people. 248, 125 is the majority. So I'm reviewing on Shmuel. Story, strange story. Masevet talmidav shel Rabbi Shmuel sheshalku zona achat chavasrei father melech. There was a prostitute who was killed by the king. This is evidently in Eretz Yisrael, talking about Rabbi Yishmael, and they somehow got a hold of the body and did an autopsy on her because they wanted to see if these numbers really match up. But Kumatsuba Matayim Chamishimushnaim, they found 252 organs, limbs. Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yishmael said to them, Sheva Bishabadaktem, so he was on them. He said, oh, maybe it was a woman you checked. Shosifla Katum Shnei Tzvim Shnei Daltot. A woman has four more limbs than a man. She has two hinges and two doors. This is talking about the birth canal. Tanya Rabbeleza America Shnei Tzvim Labayit Kach Tzvim Laisha. Just like a house has hinges, a woman has hinges. Shneimar Vatichav Talid Kinifchav Alehat Sireha. Reference in the story of Mrs. Pinchas, Eli Cohen's daughter-in-law, did her Sirei Leida, her pains of labor kicked in on her, but the word used Sirim indicates hinges. Her hinges opened up. The same thing is true that a woman has doors, just like a house. This is in Eov's opening soliloquy, where he talks about his cursing his birth. He says he did not close the doors of my stomach, meaning the stomach I was residing in. He wishes he'd never been born. There's also a key. Hashem opened up the womb of Rachel. So the Rabbi Kiva kasha the Talmid of the Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva was bothered here. Rabbi Kiva's position is a trouble, because they counted 252. They should have counted 254, because there's two maftechot. The answer is Dilma. I did azutri t'muchim mitmach. After this woman was killed, and maybe because these things are so small, they got wiped out. Right? However, none of these uniquely feminine things are matami ba'ol. Shenemar zotatra adam kiemut ba'ol. The Rasha v'elachol adam has to be something that's equal to all people, not just half the population. Amalei Abaye uveish leika. What, these things don't exist in for a man, these doors and stuff? Aktiv, tzirima chazuni kitzire yoledat. Shaul says, I was grabbed like the pangs of birth, but it's like the hinges. The answer is tzire basar. That's talking about the flesh. Aktiv, adonai b'maren efchut tzirai. Daniel says, I have this vision and my tzirim were turned on me, like a woman going into birth. So Hachanan Mitzvah Vasar, that's saying the same thing. Hachanan Mistabra, Dilote Ma'achim, Matayim Varbaim Yishmon, Eich Mishkachadla. If you say that a man is tzirim, then there is no 248. So lo be'ish, for lo be'isha. Okay. Now, we come back to our main topic in the Mishnah about the one with the extra hands, extra fingers. Here the Rav, I'm going to touch. Shnei mikra chadashu. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said 6, 6, 6, and 6 is not pasul. Chum said it is. They both darshan the same pasuk about one of the fighters against David's men. Ti od milchama uchti vayish madon etzpa yadav ratzpa glav shesh vashesh. And 24. It says that this guy had fingers and hands and legs and hands and feet that each had 6 digits on them. Mar savgnuta mishtoi. So Chacham say that's gnut. That's the degrading thing they're saying about him. And Mar sav Rabbi Yehuda says v'shivcha mishtoi. It's actually praising him. So Rabbi says, why does the pasuk say he had 6 and 6, which make 24? I mean, he can count. It says tzricha, you need both. It just said 6 and 6. Maybe he had 6 on 1 hand and 6 on 1 foot, and the total is 22. Then at 4 it said 24. If it said just 24, I'd think he had 5 on 1 side and 7 on the other. It tells you that it was 6 and 6. The guy is symmetrical. He's just got something extra evenly on each side. Now, why does it say mispar? Benisperat al-gavayad, back to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, the only way this counts is if it's counted on the hand, meaning it's in a row with the other digits. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh ve'adav achad shebal lifnei Rabbi Tarfon, yateh ve'adav aglav shesh v'shesh yosfim v'arba. So a fellow came to Rabbi Tarfon like this, and amar lo kamotchai yarbebi Yisrael. He said, there should be more like you be Yisrael. Which, by the way, would be support hit Rabbi Tarfon's own Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda's position, that it's kasher. But Amar Rabbi Yossi Misham Raya. So Rabbi Yossi turns to Rabbi Yehuda and says, you can't bring a proof from that report of Rabbi Tarfon. Kach Amar lo kamotcha yitmatu mamzer antinim Yisrael. What he was saying to him is, you're probably the product of some sort of an illegitimate birth, and that's why you look the way you do. And therefore, there should be more like you, so that everybody will know to stay away from you, and we will have a decrease in Mamzerim be Israel. Continuing on with our analysis of the Mishnah, at the very end of the Mishnah, we talked about somebody who's ambidextrous, Hasholi b'shtei yadav. So Rebbe said it is pasul, Tanu Rabbanan. Iter ben biyad ben beregel, pasul, whether it's he's a lefty. Itera means literally a withered hand, a withered person. So he could be withered, means withered right hand. So if he uses his left hand or his left foot, pasul. Hashalei b'shteiraf, if he uses both hands successfully, Rebbe Zal Chavim Machshin, why? Marsara kechishutei atchala b'yamin. Because Rebbe's position is, if you're using your left hand, it's because your right hand is already starting to go weak, and you're making up for it. And the other, and Rabbanan say, no, he's got simply stronger, and that's what's happening in his left hand. Okay, the next Mishnah gives the final list of the Psulim Bekoanim. Hakushi, which means somebody who's very dark, but we'll see, it's not somebody who's of that natural pigmentation. Hagichor Ravavkan, we'll see what all of these are. Kipeach, Ananas is a midget. Cheresh, deaf mute. Shoteh, somebody who's out of his mind. Shikor, we'll see a problem with that. If somebody has tzarat, it's not tameh. Psulin v'adam u'ksher v'ema. All of these are pasul only for people and not for b'ema. If you have a crazy animal, it's not ideal. If you have a people with lots of skin hanging off of them, that's also pasul v'adam, not for b'ema. Now what's kushi? Kushi we say is uchma, black. What that means is a Caucasian person whose skin is very, very dark. Gichor, what's that? Chivra, white. Lavkan, therefore Sumka, very ruddy. Aini, but it's not true, because Ahud Amalahu, a fellow said, Manbar Lukiani, who wants a Lukiani? Sounds like Lavkan. Ishtaka Chivra, and they found a very white animal over there, albino animal. So Elakushi is Uchma, Gichor is Sumka, that's the red one. Inchi Sumaka Gichaya, his blood is kind of moving out. Lavkan is chivraka. Udam alahuman by lukiani v'shtaka chivri. That word lukiani, and they found an albino animal. What's kipeach? Hamzvid gavoa. Somebody who's very tall. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in those that are tall. When God recounts the great things he did from Israel, he says, I destroyed the Emori from in front of them, and the Emori were as tall as the cedars. So you see that that Hashem is taking pride in that. Tall is not bad. Papa Baricha Shmita Sanya, we're talking about somebody who's very tall and gangly. A very tall guy shouldn't marry a tall girl. Because maybe they'll have like a ship mast, meaning an extremely tall and thin child come out. In other words, the notion is that if people of similar characteristics meet, the result may be an extreme version of that. And for the same reason, a small person shouldn't marry a small girl. Very small. Very white shouldn't marry very white, because maybe like an albino will come out. Very dark shouldn't marry very dark. Tapuach. Okay. Now, shikor is a problem, because machil avodah. A shikor was chayav mitah for coming to into the Azara shakor, shikor, and the mitah shikor, as is warned right after the story of Nadav and Avihu, is machalel avodah. Bahari mumid the machili avodah boy, actually, it shouldn't be listed here, it should be listed with those that are machalel avodah. The answer is v'shar dvarim v'mashakrim. We're talking about shikor, not through wine. Rabbi Yehuda teaches that if a Kohen drank some other thing, like figs or something that have a lot of sugar in them, and went to the Mikdash, it was lightheaded, it'd be Chayav Mitab for Shikor. And so therefore we say that if that could have anything happened, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be the shikor here that is pasul, but not, that is asur, but doesn't mechal avodah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mechal avodah. Okay, the final Mishnah now says the following. The following are the opposite. Things that do not affect the person, but yes, a beimah. Otovet beno. We'll see what that means. Trefa. And a person who's a trefa can do avodah. Yotzei dofen, if a person's born that way. Lanosei nashim ba'avera, if a person marries women who he's not allowed to marry, pasul ad shia dirana hana'a, he's pasul, but only until he makes a neder hana'a, and then he continues doing avodah. Tamil lemeitim, if somebody's matamil lemeitim, a coin, then pasul shkivel alav shol yeh matamil lemeitim, until he publicly accepts that he won't do it, and we'll look at all of that in the Gemara. You're saying that Aaron and Vanav can do avodah together, but you can't shecht that. The chavatei tayish ubno, but you're allowed to shecht a father and its young. So minayig, it's not true that a goat and its son. It must be a female goat and its daughter. The chavatah ha kohenet uvina, but a kohenet can't do avodah. Kohenet pat avodahi. So what's the parallel? You know, you're saying Otovet Beno doesn't apply to Kohanim. Well, what's the parallel where it would apply to animals? Because that follows Chananya. Back in the fifth parak in Chulin, we saw Chananya's opinion that it does apply to fathers. So that's so our Mishnah must be following Chananya, saying Otovet Beno could apply to Kohanim, but it doesn't. Say Nashim, Tana, Noder Ve'oved. The guy takes the neder, that he's not going to let his wife get any hana. Then he continues doing the avodah. Yoredu Megaresh. Then he leaves and does the gerushin, meaning he doesn't have to divorce her to continue doing avodah. V'leichosh Tim Azel L'gabei Chacham Mishaylu. Shaylu. Why aren't we concerned that he's going to go to a chacham and the chacham will matter the neder? The answer is Kesavet Tzarech Tefarit Et HaNeder. We must hold the position that when you want to matir neder, you have to lay out all the details. Once he lays all the details, the Chacham won't let him get away with it. But according to the opinion, it says for Atarat Nedarim, you do not have to detail the neder. So how are we not afraid that he's going to go matir the neder? We make him take this oath publicly. That's according to the opinion that says a neder taken publicly can't ever be repealed. When I used to have a farm, Michael Neymar. But what are you going to do with the opinion that says that a public neder can be repealed? The answer, or no. The answer is the Madrinan where adat rabim. We don't do it publicly, we do it adat rabim, meaning on behalf of the community. And that can never be repealed. Because even the opinion says that a neder taken publicly could be annulled, a neder that is taken on behalf of the public can't be. Now, there's one proviso to that. That's only if you need to matir it for something of your own interest, like staying married. Dvar mitzvah yesh lo afara, and there's a famous case. There was a guy who was either lazy about his job or was perhaps hitting the kids, and therefore Rav Acha was madir him al dat rabim. And Ravina found that nonetheless he was the best teacher around, and so he was able to be mat to him because the Dvar Mitzvah, you're even able to annul a neder that was taken al dat rabim. Okay, how come when it comes to a guy's matam lemeitim, all he has to do is publicly say, I won't do it anymore, and we let him continue the avodah? But with his wife, we say you have to take a neder of hana before we let you continue. And so, hatam yitzok tokfo, because in the case of marriage, you have a yitzahar that's going to get the best of you, and you're going to want to go back on it, and therefore, we do not allow you to continue the avodah unless you have taken that neder in public and on behalf of the public. Hadron alachmu min elu. We'll begin our study of Yesh Bechol and Nachal on the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.